Blog Talk Radio.
Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I've read to you Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. Heavenly Father, our Father, creator of all things, I thank you for the beautiful weather we're having in Detroit, especially on yesterday. Although it was hot, it was a good day. Thank you. I thank you, Father, for taking care of us, sheep. With all the best that you offer in wealth, education, good health, love, family, friends, and just the protection that you offer us, sheep. When we are aware that someone's are despitefully using us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Happy Sabbath day, everybody. You know, this is the day that God has designated for us to rest. Read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And it tells you that this is a day of rest. Now, you sheep who have been listening to this program for a year and a half or a little longer, you know to have your pen or pencil and paper, as well as your New King James Version of the Bible. And I'd like for you to have a cool glass of water. You know, sometimes just having water will make you feel better. Now, we have been reading out of the book of Daniel, and we read the book of Matthew. And in the book of Matthew, I think it was chapter 24, verse 15, it mentions the abomination of desolation. And this is what we're trying to find out, what that is or who that is. I have begun to think that it is a person. I want you to look up. This is your assignment sheet. For those few listeners that I have, I want you to look up abomination of desolation. Now, I know that desolation means emptiness, and I don't want to say what I think abomination is, but it's something that's unpleasing to God. Look that up, and this is what we're trying to find out. I'm thinking it's an empty person, and usually a person who refuses to give life. That's what it is. Also, if you sheep have friends on Facebook and Twitter, I do not have any of those things. I do not have a Twitter account nor a Facebook account. If you're listening, I would appreciate it if you could just tweet your friends and let them know that the Feed My Sheep program is on Blog Talk Radio, and they are welcome to listen. Perhaps they will learn something that they do not know. Now, with this program, I just read from the scripture, although from the Bible, although sometimes I may say this or that. My assignment is to feed my sheep, and I just want to feed you what the Lord says. What's written in the Bible. And although, as I said, I may give a commentary every now and then, but right now our goal is to find out who or what is the abomination of desolation. And I have begun to believe that it is a male. Now, although it could be a female, we're going to find out. We're in the book of Daniel, chapter 5. Let me just have a word of prayer for myself. Heavenly Father, bless me to read chapters 5 and 6 today. However, whatever you allow me to read, thank you. And if it is your will, I'll come back next week and finish doing what I'm supposed to do, and that is feed your sheep. Okay, sheep, you have your Bibles ready now? Turn to the book of Daniel. And I'm going to start reading, and you read along with me. Chapter 5, Daniel. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords, and they drank wine in the presence of the thousand. While he tasted the wine, Belshazzar gave the command to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father, Nebuchadnezzar, had taken from the temple which had been in Jerusalem, that the king and his lords and wives and concubines, now concubines are mistresses, his girlfriends, might drink from them. Then they brought in the gold vessels that had been taken from the temple of the house of God, which had been in Jerusalem, and the king and his lord, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, and wood and stone. In that same hour, the finger of a man's hand appeared, wrote opposite the lampstand on the palace, on plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. And then the king's countenance, his face, changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that his joints and his hips were loosened, and his knees knocked against each other. Wow. He was really frightened. The king cried aloud, "Bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, And the king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a gold chain around his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing or make known the interpretation, or make known its interpretation to the king. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance was changed, and his lords were astonished. They were baffled. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall, and the queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him chief of the musicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas, and that's like puzzles or mysteries, were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now, let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. Then Daniel was brought in before the king, and the king spoke and said to Daniel, are you the Daniel who is the one of the captives from Judah, whom my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard of you, that the Spirit of God is living in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Now, the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read the writing and make known to me its interpretation. But they could not give me the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of you that you can give interpretations and explain enigmas. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Daniel answered and said before the king, let your gifts be for yourself, and let your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing and tell the king and make known to him the interpretation. O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, a kingdom and majesty, glory and honor. And because of the majesty that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whomever he wished, he executed. Whomever he wished, he kept alive. Whomever he wished, he set up. And whomever he wished, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit was heartened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne. And when they're talking about they, I think that's the watchers that you found in verse 4 of the book of Daniel. They took his throne. They took his glory from him. Verse 21, Daniel 5. Then he was driven from the sons of men. His heart was made like the beast of the and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God rules the kingdom of men and appoints over it whomever he chooses. But you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this. And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. They brought you the vessels of his house before you, and your lords, your wives, and your concubines have drank wine from them. That was a one. That's the explanation that Daniel is giving to King Belshazzar. First thing he did was, this is the first thing, you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. One, they have brought you the vessels of his house before you, and your lords, and your wives and concubines have drank from them. And number two, you have praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone. They do not see or hear or know. And the God whom holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. The finger of the hand were sent from him, and this writing was written. This is the inscription that was written. Mimi, Mimi, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of each word. Mimi, God has remembered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persian, Iran, and Iraq in nowadays language. Then Belshazzar gave the command that they clothe Daniel in purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was slain, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years of age. Now, that's the end of chapter 5. Let us read starting at chapter 6. Now, my clock that's on air is bouncing back between 1 minute. I'll have 9 minutes left, and the next minute I will have 11 minutes left. So I'm going to read as much as I can with what I have, and I thank God for this program. Let's start reading chapter 6. It pleased Daniel to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, and satraps are rulers, to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give an account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because of an excellent spirit within him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm, his kingdom. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these wise men said, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So the governors and satraps crowded before the king, or gathered themselves before the king, and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom and the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a confirmed decree that whomever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except for you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions." Now that's the plot against Daniel. "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing." So, let me start again. I'm watching this time clock bounce between 6 minutes and 8 minutes, and that's what's throwing me off right now. Let's pick up reading chapter 6, verse 8. "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the laws of the Medes and Persians, which do not alter. Therefore, King Darius signed a written decree." Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with the windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom in the early days. Now, I know that the Muslims, they pray 5 times a day, but I did not know that Jews, and Daniel was from Judah, so I'm saying that he is a Jew. He was a Jew. And as his custom was to pray 3 times a day. Let's pick up reading chapter 6, verse 11. "Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitioned any god or man within 30 days, except for you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "This is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which do not alter." And they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard to you, O king, or for your decree that you have signed, but makes his petitions 3 times a day." And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him and his labor. And he labored until the going down of the sun to deliver Daniel. Then the men approached King Darius and said to the king, "O king, that is the law of the Medes and Persians, that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed." Right now my clock is showing 3 minutes and 36 seconds, and now it has jumped to 5 minutes and 16 seconds. So I'm going to end my reading here at chapter 6, verse 16, and I'm going to have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things that you've done for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for this day, giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus' name. Now, sheep, I want you to remember, take our Heavenly Father God along with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. I know that we have visitors in Detroit from California, Missouri, Kansas, Virginia, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Maryland, D.C., Tennessee, Illinois, Arkansas. If I've forgotten any place, forgive me. If it's God's will, I'll be with you next time.
Thank you. follow your soul wherever it leads me. I don't mind, Lord. I hope you don't mind. I want to walk with you, talk with you, do all the things you want me to do. 'Cause I know it's Jesus.
Jesus is love.